And one evening he came to the gate of a strong walled city that stood by a river. And, weary and footsore though he was, he made to enter in. But the soldiers who stood on guard dropped their halberts across the entrance and said roughly to him,
"What is thy business in the city?"
"I am seeking for my mother," he answered, "and I pray you to suffer me to pass, for it may be that she is in this city." But they mocked at him, and one of them wagged a black beard and set down his shield and cried,
"Of a truth, thy mother will not be merry when she sees thee, for thou art more ill-favoured than the toad of the marsh, or the adder that crawls in the fen. Get thee gone, get thee gone. Thy mother dwells not in this city."
And another, who held a yellow banner in his hand, said to him,
"Who is thy mother, and wherefore art thou seeking for her?"
And he answered, "My mother is a beggar, even as I am, and I have treated her evilly, and I pray ye to suffer me to pass, that she may give me her forgiveness, if it be that she tarrieth in this city." But they would not, and pricked him with their spears. And as he turned away weeping, one whose armour was inlaid with gilt flowers, and on whose helmet crouched a lion that had wings, came up and made inquiry of the soldiers who it was who had sought entrance. And they said to him,
"It is a beggar, and the child of a beggar, and we have driven him away."
"Nay," he cried, laughing, "but we will sell the foul thing for a slave, and his price shall be the price of a bowl of sweet wine."